Firefighters have come from as far away as Australia and New Zealand to help battle the Washington State fires, but the state's also pulled firefighters from what might be a surprising place, a juvenile detention center called Nazel Youth Camp near Long Beach. KUOW's Isolde Raftery reported on the juvenile firefighting program, and she found out that in most cases, the kids themselves decide whether or not they'll head out to fight the fires.
So this is a program through the Department of Natural Resources at the state, and ultimately the kids decide whether they get to go out. They're part of this forestry program that is year-round. They clear brush, they spend a lot of time in the woods, and come wildfire season, they get to decide, do they want to actually join a crew and go out to the wildfires? And by the way, parents don't have to give their consent. Apparently, most of the parents are really supportive of the program, but they're not required to sign off on their kids going off to the fires.
So how does it work exactly? What do they do?
Right now, the kids have been pulled off the line. But before, the kids were making sandwiches and lunches and dinners for the firefighters. And so they're down at base camp. And then you have many kid crews that are actually right on the fire line, right behind the firefighters, digging ditches and building fire lines to keep the flames at bay.
You found that Washington State has been using these juvenile inmates to fight fires for quite some time, but I'm curious how today's program has changed from years past.
Right. So the program was started in the 1960s. You had six different juvenile prisons, really, that sent crews of kids, and now they're down to one, just Nacelle. Until last week, they had 30 kids out in the fires.
What kinds of problems has this program had?
So, okay, on the small end, you've had sprained ankles and a few issues with chainsaws, which I thought was terrifying. But the biggest problem was last week, you had a 16-year-old boy on one of the hand crews. He ditched the crew. He assaulted a supervisor and then disappeared. He prowled a car, got a gun, and when they finally caught up with him, he pulled the gun out of this athletic kind of mesh bag and put the gun to his head while talking with authorities, and then he shot himself. And he survived. He's at Harborview. I don't know what condition he's in, but it's really horrible and tragic. So they pulled the kids from the line.
What did the officials have to say about that particular incident?
You know, they kept saying that was an aberration. We need to review it, but they're not canceling the program. They're really supportive of the program. And I think they worry that this incident is going to reflect badly on the program overall. I should say, while reporting on the story, I called the administrator at the Chelan County Juvenile Facility, and the guy said to me, he said, yeah, you know, I was pretty surprised to hear there are kids fighting wildfires. He didn't know about this program. And he said, you know, anytime you have kids playing with fire, it's a little, it makes you a little nervous. And he said, honestly, anytime I have my kids even go to a doctor appointment outside of the facility, I feel really itchy. But what the folks, when I put that to the folks overseeing these rehabilitation programs, they said, look, you can lock up kids all day long and it does nothing to help them. So this is why we're doing it. So you have this on the one hand and on the other where you can imagine these kids feeling so empowered and so excited to fight wildfires. But then I think those of us, especially those of us who are parents, are going, don't send teenagers out to fight wildfires, especially if the parents don't actually have to give their consent, although apparently the parents are pretty jazzed about the program as well.
What else surprised you in the reporting that you did?
My favorite detail, and this is the feminist in me, I think, is that you had all-girl crews. They don't have these anymore, but all-girl crews going out and extinguishing fires. That was just really cool. So you have these 15-year-old girls going out and to Spokane and to the smaller wildfires and putting them out and feeling really empowered by the fact that people are impressed that they could do this.
Isolde Raftery is KUOW's online editor. You can read her full story on juvenile inmate firefighters at our website, kuow.org.